You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by the wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skulk Lowe, to take a look at the market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Skulk. I can say it's lovely to speak to you today. It is a little better. It's not 1780 or 1769, but it's 1776, and we'll take the win. How are you, Skulk?
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It certainly is.
So, there's not a lot happening, and we got about 6 minutes to talk about it. So this is it's a wonderful, wonderful time of the year. I mean, I had a look at the market this morning, and I was quite surprised. We're looking at a JSE that's up year to date. Let's call it 17.5%. It's just rounded up, like every wealth manager does. It's just been a phenomenal year. And you're going to talk about Barloworld. A little bit sad to see Barloworld, you know, delist from the JSE. It's one of the big companies, and we've seen some murmurs, some big acquisition, possible acquisitions. We had that attack, you know, from BHP Billiton on Anglo American. Still wondering if that's gonna happen again. Are we gonna see a second the same with the first in 2025? But I mean, as we sit here, I think the biggest, let's call it worry, still, you know, to me, is inflation. Do we have inflation under control? And you know, I think what we've seen today from a South African PPI point of view, second month in a row we've got deflation from a PPI point of view. So that's not necessarily good, but what we lost on the swings, the US definitely made up on the roundabouts, because they came out hotter, and you could see this morning, you know, well, this morning for them, this evening for us, that they a little bit worried. You can see the US not really loving this inflationary environment, because we know, and one of the things that Trump said is it's going to be beautiful the way how he's going to attack inflation, and he's going to bring inflation under control. I still want to see how he does that with all these, you know, tariffs and tax cuts that he's planning, immigration laws he's planning to amend, how he's going to try and just get rid of all these the foreigners or illegal foreigners. I think it's going to be quite a challenge in terms of inflation. Then again, yes.
I hear you, Skulk, but I just, as you're saying this, I think of something in particular. I think of the powers that are bestowed upon a president. It's very easy for a president to say, we're going to do this, and then hire someone and make it that person's problem. And I suspect that might be what we're going to get come January of next year. We're going to get someone who's been tasked with implementing all of these crazy ideas at once, and none of the ideas are allowed to conflict, because that then it doesn't work out. And that's going to be a very interesting 2024. With that in mind, where do you see, or 2025 rather, with that in mind, where do you see the year kind of shaping up? I mean, we're seeing it now, it's ending potentially on rather uncertain ground. Going into next year, are you seeing dollar strength continue? Are you seeing some of the 2024 themes continue into next year? Or is it going to be a new year, new beginnings, new broom, and we're going to start over not knowing where we start?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Donald Trump do not want dollar strength. That's one of the things he actually made blatantly clear. He wants to see the dollar a little bit weaker. And why? Because remember, if he's going to bring in all these wonderful tariffs that he's now talking about, you know, 100%, you know, tariffs for this country, and 25% for my neighbor, and 10% for this country. You know, we all get tariffs. The problem is, if you get tariffs and you also get, you know, dollar strength, they will sort of, you know, just neutralize each other and won't have the effect that he really, really wants. So I think as it stands, I would still be leaning towards, I think we're going to be seeing dollar weakness in 2025. And naturally, you know, people say, well, if that's going to be the case, naturally, then we will see rand strength in South Africa, you know, compared to the dollar. Things like the gold suddenly comes into play again, because the gold price, we know, are highly sort of cyclical on the dollar price. As the dollar usually weakens, you do see that the dollar strengthened and vice versa. So I think that's going to be interesting. One, you asked me the question, where do I see this play out? I think a lot's going to be focused on the 20th of January. And I don't think you mentioned the new broom. I don't think the new broom will come in and just sweep everything in and out. And I do think there's going to be some, you know, trial and error. There's going to be a few things, most probably him saying, well, you know what? I know I said all these things in my election, process, and what I'm most probably going to do is we're going to put some timelines on it. We most probably won't be able to take the corporate taxes all the way down to 15%, as I alluded to. I will most probably not be able to scrap income taxes as I alluded. But eventually, Rome wasn't built in a day. We will eventually get there, and I think as that happens, we might see some stabilizing around the, let's call it, inflation worries and those kind of things. If not, if it comes in all guns blazing, hey, that what I just said is off the table, and I do think we're going to sit with a very, very interesting year in terms of inflation.
Yeah, Skulk, you just made the incoming president of the United States sound very sane, and it's a worry. Just send shivers down my spine. I don't know if we're ready for that kind of environment. I think we'll have to wait until next year to find out, though. Skulk, before I let you go, I want to take a look at obviously the movements on the local bourse, finishing out in the red, very thin movements. We're thinning out towards the end of the year, but we are still seeing that resources down for the day, commodities pricing down for the day. That looks like it's going to kind of be the theme to wrap up the year, is we're not going to end on the high that we thought.
No, definitely. I think that's a big one. But also, you know, bring some opportunities. I think usually what Warren Buffett always says, you don't want to be buying when there's blood in the streets. And blood in the streets, you know, when I think blood in the streets, I just think Sasol. I mean, man, Sasol yesterday, I just, when you think it can't go any lower, it just surprised you again and just go lower. Now, today, I'm so glad to mention that we've had a positive day in Sasol, actually close to 4%. I had to look twice, Jimmy. I really, really had to, look twice and actually press the refresh button on my, just to make 100% sure. But I think to your question on resources, I'm carefully optimistic, you know, carefully bullish on resources. We've had China coming out today, or again saying that they are ready to do some stimulus again. We know that they mentioned that a month and a half ago, and I think it mix into that you can see that their retail figures are stabilizing. You can see the economy is not looking as bad as it did, let's call it, beginning of the year. I think China might be an interesting play, you know, for the next few months, and that should put a very, very interesting spin on some of these sort of distressed commodity companies. Remember, if you put in the CRB commodity index, now that's the commodity index with all commodity prices, most of the big ones, it's currently trading very, very close to an all-time high. So don't think because these commodity companies are trading at distressed levels that the commodity prices are actually as distressed. I think that's going to be an interesting one to look out for the 2025 trade.
May 2025 bring many opportunities for investors and for traders. We'll leave the conversation there. Skulk, thanks so much for the time and for the insights as always. Skulk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, joining me to take a look at some of the market movements and what's been happening around the world.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.